The Bush administration is sending its top environmental officials to Salt Lake City today for a meeting with Western governors, corporate executives, and environmentalists. The two-day meeting focuses on a new approach to environmental problems called ENLIBRA. The approach involves consensus building and collaboration, but some environmentalists doubt the administration and the governors are serious about that. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The meeting is taking place at a downtown Salt Lake City hotel where about 25 environmentalists rallied yesterday, waving conventional placards like Honk for Wilderness. But there were also signs probably never seen before. One said, ENLIBRA, no balance, and another screamed, ENLIBRA, green slamming. It's far from a household word, but ENLIBRA is a concept that is gaining enough ground, it's making some environmentalists nervous.
ENLIBRA simply looks like a green scan cover to damage the environment. It's like a donkey in lipstick.
Lawson Legate represents the Sierra Club in Utah.
It looks good to people to say we should get together and collaborate, but we think that the politicians who embrace it intend to do the same old command and control. They're going to do what they darn well please with the environment.
Legate has a long list of examples, including the failed efforts to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But he and other skeptics are missing the point, says Mike Leavitt, Utah's Republican governor, who named and now champions what he calls the ENLIBRA philosophy.
The overriding philosophic statement is to move toward balance. Balance between this generation and the next. Balance between the needs for markets and the needs for compulsion. A recognition that there are times when we need national standards, but local interests have to be recognized. An acknowledgement that there are both costs and benefits, and that we have to find ways to both meet our most ambitious aspirations for a quality world, but at the same time, we have to have sustainable economies and sustainable capacities to live.
ENLIBRA is a way to get past the environmental stalemates in Congress and the courts by getting disparate sides together, finding common ground, and searching for consensus. It's been adopted as a guiding philosophy by governors, counties, and some business groups. And Governor Leavitt notes the White House is co-sponsoring today's ENLIBRA conference, but
this isn't about the Bush administration. There will be Republicans and Democrats there. This actually received its birth from a Republican and a Democrat collaborating on the experiences that they had that were successful. What this is about is defining a philosophy that people can associate themselves with if they believe fundamentally that we ought to be pursuing balance and good stewardship.
The ENLIBRA meeting will highlight some examples involving protection of endangered species, settlement of water disputes, preservation of open space, and curtailment of pollution. Some stem from consensus-building efforts that long predate the word ENLIBRA. In fact, a similar grassroots movement has been sweeping the American West for at least a decade. The adoption of the approach by policymakers makes some suspicious. Heidi McIntosh of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance cites the interest of the Bush administration.
Well, I think that the administration has taken a lot of heat lately with all of the news accounts of how close they are to the energy industry and how the energy industry has really been calling the shots in the White House energy program. And I think that they may well feel like they've got to look like they're doing something positive in the environmental field.
McIntosh also represents a limit to the ENLIBRA notion of inclusion. Her group is probably the most influential and strident environmental organization in Utah, but she notes it's not among the environmental groups invited to the ENLIBRA conference. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.